Vice President Kamala Harris is less than a week away from what's expected to be her confirmation by the U.S. Electoral College. Her election attracted attention in the African American, Asian American, and Indian American communities. Harris is also the first woman declared the winner of the second highest office in the nation. APR Gulf Coast correspondent Lynn Oldshue sat down with two young ladies along the Gulf Coast who have a lot to say about this moment in history.
Bria Scott and Carrington Bush were Azalea Trailmaids together in Mobile back in 2017-2018. The maids act as goodwill ambassadors for the port city. Bria went to Howard University in Washington, D.C. to major in journalism. Carrington went to Wartburg College in Waverly, Iowa to study pre-medicine or neuroscience. Both say Kamala Harris's election as the first woman of color as vice president is huge.
So I think when she said every little girl,
that's Carrington Bush.
I think the little girl in every black woman jumped out.
And what a testament it is to Joe's character that he had the audacity to break one of the most substantial barriers that exists in our country and select a woman as his vice president.
So it's you can't even put it in. I don't even have the words for it. I hope I'm making sense, but I don't even have the words for it right now.
But while I may be the first woman in this office, I will not be the last.
Bush hung on every word of Harris's acceptance speech. She says she's proud that it was black women who helped get Biden and Harris elected.
You know, black women are always put last. You know, I feel like black women always are uplifting other people, every other community, just continuing support into other communities. But who's uplifting the black women? We're, you know, black women uplift themselves.
Bria Scott is also proud that black women are finally receiving respect and recognition. The vice president-elect graduated from Howard University, and today Scott walks on the same campus and hopes to follow in her path.
And I feel like you see Kamala Harris walk the same dorm as me, go to the same buildings as me. I see her in pictures on the yard at Howard. That feels attainable to me. That feels like something I can achieve and something that I can become. And so finally for the world to say, we know that you're capable. We know that you can serve in this role, that just because you are not the same color as me, I believe in you. I think just not for me, but like 70-year-old women, 7-year-old little girls, that's a testament to everything that black women have just been through in the past and just showing us where we can go from here.
Scott says she is still in shock from the election, and she turned to Christmas music to get through the election season. One song in particular.
Someday at Christmas, men won't be boys, playing with bombs like kids play with toys. One warm December, our hearts will see a world where men are free.
Bria Scott.
The song Someday at Christmas has always been a really, like, special song to me. And I probably so corny, so childish, but because I think the song offers so much hope. And in a time where we've had such a challenging year, 2020 has shown us the impossible can be possible in both good and bad ways. And I think that hope that someday at some point things will be okay.
Maybe not in time for you and me, but someday at Christmas time.
And so that song has really been a hopeful song for me. Just, it's always been a hopeful song for me, but when I really think about it right now, I think that at some point things can be better. And I mean, you have to look at what's just happened right now with Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. That's hope for the future and the hope of someday at Christmas, the world may be at peace.
Lynn Oldshue, APR News, in Mobile.